Parsha Shalach opens with the story of the spies. What type of people were the spies? Very confusing. The beginning of the Parsha says that Moshe chose these people. Right away, third pasuk, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe, Al Pi Hashem means Hashem commanded it, Kulam Anashim. Kulam Anashim, Rashi says, means men of distinction. And Rashi points out that the fact that I had to say the word men here, Anashim, it means that they were important, good people. Okay, that's a good way to start. It actually has the word Al Pi Hashem next to them, Kulam Anashim, which some even point out that means at this point, the name of Hashem rested upon them. They were actually very, very impressive people. Rashi adds on that at this moment in time, they were considered kosher. Rashi's were, Kol Anashim Shebemikra, Lashon Chashivas, V'Oisei Shah at that moment, Kasherin Hayu. That's all the beginning of the first three psukim. Then it lists the names of who they are, and then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Daven for Yeshua, and then in Pasuk Chavalef, they begin their mission. Pasuk Chavalef, it says, they ascended and spied out the land. Pasuk 22, they ascended in the south, it's detailing it. 23, they arrived in the Valley of Eshkol. 24, they named the place the Valley of Eshkol. These are all going on. They're actual a turn of events. And then in 25, in Chafei, it says they returned from spying out the land. And then comes the funny words. In Pasuk Chavav 26, it says they went and came to Moshe. So the question becomes, what does it mean they went at this point in time? This is when they already returned. Why is it putting it together? So Rashi points out that the Torah wants to tell us that the word went is same idea of how they came. Just like they returned as bad people, so too they left as bad people. So it's saying they left and they returned to say lahakish halichasan, to compare the winning libiyasan, ma biyasan be'etzera, with bad thoughts, af halichasan be'etzera. Wait a second. Rashi here says they left with bad thoughts. But didn't we learn a few Rashis earlier that at this moment they were good people when they left? And this is a very serious question that baffled many of the commentators. The simple approach is going to have to be that when they were standing in front of Moshe and he chose them and Hashem's name rested upon them, at that moment they were 100% ksherim, oyser shok ksherim. But the moment they stepped away and they started going, that's when things turned bad. And by the time they came back, when it was shown how bad they were, in retroactively it showed that when they left, they were bad as well. So what changed from the moment that they were standing in front of Moshe to the moment they left? There are many different approaches. The simple answer is going to be, when they were standing next to Moshe, they were directly affected by his aura, by his spirituality, by his goodness, and therefore they were at that moment in tune with that greatness. The moment they stepped away is when the evil took over. Being close to greatness is important for your own life. But again, the spies are considered an enigma, were they good or bad? And it doesn't just happen to be in when we're reading the Parsha. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will discuss this long-term ramifications of whether we consider them good people, tzaddikim, kasherim, ba'oseh shah, or whether we consider them people with bad etzah.